Let us pray. Almighty God, your Holy Spirit is with us, we know, as we hear the music and even as we just sit here and reflect upon your word and poems and all the joy, the praise that happens here. I ask now that your Spirit will move through me as I share these few words with the congregation. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This morning, as it does every Sunday, the glorious music that has filled our sanctuary has imparted the message of the gospel to us. I, for one, can say that the music in worship is instrumental in connecting me with God and with you as we sing together. Music is a gift from God. I cannot imagine a world without music. It has this mysterious and powerful ability to cross boundaries and bring people together and to express in an almost miraculous way what words cannot alone express. It has a way of helping us travel through dark clouds of our difficult times. I remember during a difficult time in my life listening to Neil Diamond. Yes, I am a Neil Diamond fan. And his recording of He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother was one of those songs that I listened to over and over and over again. And through it, I could feel the loving arms of Jesus holding me and giving me hope and perseverance as I traveled through that dark space of that time. Music can help us celebrate the best of times in life, like birthdays and weddings. It can help us to relax as we listen to it at a concert or in a quiet of our own cars on our way homes or as we are at our homes listening to music. Even the light music we hear at carnivals and circuses initiates a, hey, let's have fun mindset as we are together, as people are having fun. Our son and daughter-in-law are licensed music therapists. They know the power music has to heal. Our Nicholas and Vicky have worked as music therapists with disabled children and watched those children come alive and expressing themselves. Nick now uses his music therapy as he works with people fighting from drug and alcohol addictions. Music therapy is used in hospice situations with people who are dying. It's used by some companies to help their employees deal with stress. Music is a powerful tool for healing. This morning, upon hearing the reading of Psalm 150, the last song in the book of Psalms, we're reminded of another significant, mysterious, emotional ability that the use of music gives us, and that is in communicating with God through the intimate part of the deepest soul. The psalm raises our awareness of the gift music gives us and expressing our praise to God. The book of Psalms was a sort of hymnal for Old Testament people. Psalm 150 serves as an excellent finale to this God-inspired hymnal. It begins and it ends with the words, "Praise the Lord," which in the Hebrew language is hallelujah. The psalm instructs us to praise God everywhere, for everything, even his unimaginable greatness. It even conveys the message that should music inspire us to move, we should allow ourselves to dance our praises. The idea of dance, along with the use of a variety of instruments, illustrates a very vital point about the relationship not only with God, but also with each other. The psalm tells us to praise God with everything, not just with our voices, but also with our being. And that's what it means when it tells us to dance too. Give everything of ourselves to God in praise, our whole being. It reminds us that just as there is a variety of instruments that come together as an orchestra to create sweet music to God, all of us, coming together through voice, thoughts and prayers, actions, missions, when all that we are comes together through all of our souls, we create an orchestra playing beautiful music to God. How sweet that must be to his ears. The music is such that it moves the congregation into the aisles with dance, it says in the psalm. It is a living expression, musical to God's ears, praise to God. The mention of the trumpets in the psalm announces God's reign over us. The lute, the harp, the tambourine, the strings, a pipe led us in reminding liturgy, supporting the fact that God is on the throne. And then use of those loud cymbals. Oh yeah, there's cymbals here, and there's drums mentioned in some verses too. But those cymbals in two verses announce the climactic moment in the song that emphasizes and prepares the way for verse 6 that exclaims, everything that breathes should praise God. Yes, all creation is summoned to praise God because God rules the world. We can see how nature does that through its beauty and its movements. And in the same way, all humanity is to unite to praise God. That final verse to the whole book of Psalms, verse 6, which says, "Let everything that breathes praise the Lord," is an eloquent reminder of the book's pervasive message. To praise God is to live, and to live is to praise God. When I look back over my life, I can point to many examples of the inspiration and power music has provided in my life, and I'm sure you can too. There are those musical pieces that when we hear them, they reconnect us with memories. Some good, and yes, some bad. And just about the time I hear a piece of music and think I've heard the best thing ever, another inspiring performance or engagement with music comes along, and it tops it. When Bert plays something on the organ sometimes that just makes this place roll, it's like, okay, that's the best thing I've ever heard. Or when we heard Ed sing last week the Lord's Prayer, amen? Amen? Amen. Wow. Wow. But I want to share with you in closing a true story that will forever touch my heart. I did many musical things with my friends at Farney Keady. We even had a bell choir, not quite like this. They were just little red, green, blue bells that they hit. But they loved it. But I met a woman there, and I'm going to call her Tasha. Tasha was a rough-looking woman, and her voice was less than a delight to the ears. She was very hard of hearing, and probably because of that, she was pretty much a recluse. I confess that, like others, I did not find myself drawn to her at first. And then one day, during one of my weekly morning devotion times that I had on the floor where she lived, and we always sang songs on that floor. The other floor, the people didn't want to sing songs. But on the floor she lived on, they liked singing songs. Anyhow, the Holy Spirit led me, as we sang Jesus Loves Me, to get close to her and sing that song into her ear. Suddenly, her eyes lit up, And she sat tall, and she began singing, "Jesus loves me," with me and the others who gathered that morning for devotions. She came to life right before my eyes, all of our eyes, in a way that was so beautiful. It unlocked a door for her to connect with God. And many times after that, I would sing hymns into her ears, and sometimes she would try to sing along, but she always sang along with "Jesus Loves Me." On my last morning there, Tasha was at worship, and she always sat up in the balcony. I don't think she heard much of the service at all. I mean, she could hear. But on that particular day, just the last thing I did, I pointed to her, and I got an activities person to get into her ear, and we began singing "Jesus Loves Me." And Tasha sang with everything she had. Moments like those surely prove that music has power. And more importantly, that to praise God is to live. And to live is to praise God. Amen.